Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
The Silly Cell Project International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that's geared to helping children and adults with sickle cell and other diseases, and it is a proud sponsor of the Totally Healed Radio and Television Network.
Check it out.
You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go. PPV Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Nieces Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Turn it up. Let's go.
Sarah Discount Cleaners takes care of all your dry cleaning needs with a $25 10-piece special located at 3855 Flat Schultz Parkway, Decatur, Georgia, or call 404-736-6489 and is a proud sponsor of the Totally Healed Radio and Television Network.
I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the name.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, it's your hostess with the mostest. It's Angel Silly Sam.
Good evening. You just tuned in to Totally Healed Radio with your host, Angel Silly Sam. How y'all doing tonight? You know, we have a going joke here at Totally Healed Radio with our producer. Every now and again, he'll call me Silly C. So I went on a television interview the other night, Mr. Chris, and you wouldn't believe, you know, the lady said, "So it's Silly C, right?" I said, no, it's Silly Still, but, you know, my producer, Chris, would be happy to hear you say that. So Silly C got some fans out there. That we didn't recruit or nothing, but somebody else wanted me to be Silly C too. I thought I would just let you know about that. I thought that was really cool. So we're going to have to do something with Silly C.
There you go.
So anyway,
there you go.
Huh?
No, I said, there you go. See, I told you to catch on. It'll catch on.
Okay. It's catching on all in the television world, and we've never even used the name before.
There you go. You never know who's listening.
You never know. You just never know. Y'all have to forgive my voice. You know, we're a little hoarse tonight, but our voice is being healed. So we're going on in the name of the Lord. We got a great show for you tonight. I'm very excited about our guest, Dr. Ellison. He actually has a book out called Health and Wellness. And when you begin to go on a search for what you know God has, you know, chosen you and purposed you to do, you will begin to connect with all the right people at the right time. And so, you know, as I begin to go out so I can get more educated and learn more so that I'm not just coming to you every week just talking, you know, about health and wellness, but I'm becoming, you know, health and wellness. You know, I'm becoming healthier. I'm becoming well. and I'm becoming a living epistle, a living testimony of your health and wellness is. So that's very, very important to me because a lot of my listeners are also, you know, my colleagues in the advocacy world has been a advocate for sickle cell, and a lot of advocates are also patients. And so at one time I was a patient, you know, before God healed me. And so I've been declaring wholeness and healed and being healed from sickle cell for a long time. But I told God, I don't want to just declare, you know, being whole and healed from sickle cell. I want to show some sign. I want to be a living miracle, a living example. I want to be able to come before you guys with doctor reports that says Angel Silly Cell no longer has sickle cell, you know, and before it's all, you know, said and done and over with, I'm going to be able to do that. I'm going to show y'all doctor reports and different things that says that I am totally healed. And so I look forward to that. And so in my quest of learning and getting educated, I came across this man of God. He actually trains people and educates them and teaches them on how to be a wellness instructor. And so it's amazing because we actually met in passing 2 or 3 years ago. And I was supposed to get, you know, in contact with him back then. But, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. And so there wasn't time yet, but the time is now. And so over the last month, I came across this man of God twice. And so that second time, or I would say third time, is when we really connected and he began to see what it is that I do. And it was really a blessing to him. But what so amazing, and I can't share it all with y'all right now, but just know some exciting things are coming in 2019 because of this man of God. He told me that night, I'll be in touch with you, and I'm going to connect you with some people. And he's a man of his word. He did just what he said. And so in a matter of one day, this man of God connected me with 2 or 3 other people and has placed me on some different platforms that I was not aware of before. And I'm so grateful and thankful to him for that. You know, I thank God for Dr. Ellison. And so we're going to do it like we do it every week, you guys. We're going to come to you with our healing scripture for tonight. And tonight we're coming from Jeremiah 33:6, which is, if you follow me on social media and you see my Totally Healed logo, this is actually our scripture for Totally Healed. It's Jeremiah 33:6. Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. It will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. I love that. I love that because it said it'll let them enjoy. You know, I believe that's how you know when you're at a place of true healing or total healing, because now you're getting to enjoy the open doors that God has opened for you, the way that God has made. You're not just seeing it, but you're enjoying it. You know, isn't that powerful? You're enjoying the abundant peace and security. It's one thing to know that you have abundant peace and security, but it's another thing to enjoy it. And so the Bible says that Jesus came that you might have life and that more abundantly. And so through the scripture tonight, it says that, nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it, and I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. Now, another thing I love about this scripture, it lets you know that there's a difference between health and healness. You can be healed, but then you still have to take care of your health. Being well, that's a daily thing. You know, that's a daily thing. You know, you can be miraculously healed, but your health is got to do with you're eating right, you're drinking your water, you're exercising, you're doing all the things to maintain this temple, this body that God has given you. So he's not just bringing you a healing, he's bringing you health, a consistency in your body, in your life on a daily basis. So if you want to read that in your own time, this Jeremiah 33:6. Amen. Praise God. Trying to see which Bible is I reading from. I believe that was the King James Version of the Bible. So we're going to read Dr. Ellison's. We're going to read his bio, and then we're going to bring him on. Is that all right with y'all tonight? Let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Ellison. Dr. Calvin Ellison received a PhD of ministry from Central Christian University in Blytheville, Arkansas, and a doctor of neuropathy degree from Trinity College of Natural Health in Wausau, Indiana. He is also a certified nutritional consultant with AANC, American Association of Nutritional Consultants. Dr. Ellison has been a presenter at conferences across the state of North Carolina, at such events as the Healthy Carolinas Partnerships Health Conference in Gates County, Northeastern North Carolina Partnership for Public Health, Unity and Communities Conference in Williamston, North Carolina, the American Public Health Association Journal Press Release Conference, San Diego, California, the Office of Minority Health Regional Conversation National Partnership for Action Communities Roundtable in Atlanta, Georgia, Three Rivers Healthy Carolinas Conference, Windsor Train Gasol Company employees in Johannesburg, SA, health seminars in London, England, just to name a few. Dr. Ellison is the founder and executive director of Success Dynamics Incorporated, a community development organization. Success Dynamics has housed such programs as the Community Health Ambassadors Program, program that trains lay people and ambassadors of health in their prospective communities across the state of North Carolina, and the East Coast Restorative Academy, a program that trains men and the responsible, productive, law-abiding citizens in 15 counties across North Carolina. Success Dynamics also housed the Community Empowerment Network, which has promoted a men's health program and civic and community engagement training with over 40 churches in 17 counties in Eastern North Carolina. Well, let's just say he don't took over North Carolina, okay? Dr. Ellison has served on the North Carolina Cultural Competency Committee and North Carolina Institute of Medicine Committee Prevention Task Force and the North Carolina Mental Health Task Force. He is presently in the Atlanta Black Chambers of Commerce Vice President of Community Affairs, from which position he has established and oversees three committees, Health and Human Services Committee, Education and Workforce Development Committee, and the Arts and Entertainment Committee. As VP for Community Affairs, he has established relationships with multiple education institutions for health, education, and economic development. He also served on the Fulton County, Georgia Workforce Development Board and the DeKalb Co-Health Department Men's Health Task Force. My God. Dr. Ellison is the host of Living to Succeed radio show, playing on Vision Radio in Loganville, Georgia. He has been the health consultant for radio station Praise 101, 100.1 FM, Greenville, North Carolina, and co-hosted on the Down East Today Show on TAAC9, Morning Entertainment, Kingston, North Carolina. The Elephant has also appeared on WATC 57 Atlanta, Alive Norcross, Georgia, Atlanta Interfaith Broadcast, Atlanta, Georgia, the Ken Battle Radio Show in Greenville, North Carolina, WHIG-TV with host Bishop Van Sharp and Stars and Stripes TV show, Greenville, North Carolina, pastoring the Oasis of Hope Church for 20 years. Dr. Ellison and his wife, Dr. Judy Ellison, moved to Stone Mountain, Georgia, where they operate Ellison's Consulting Services, which works to empower individuals, local churches and organizations in health, relationship, and productive living. He has traveled extensively across the United States, Haiti, England, Bulgaria, and various countries in Africa. He is the author of Health and Wellness, Insights for the Vibrant Living, Maximize Wellness, Heirs Together, The Rightly Related Man and Woman, and Beyond Your Comfort Zone, How to Realize Your Full Potential. Dr. Ellison has been married to Dr. Judy Ellison for 35 years, and they have three children, Maurice, Dion, and Amy. And I present to others and introduce to some, none other than my friend, my brother. You know, he's a lot to me right now, my coach, my health coach. I invite him to the show tonight. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ellison. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Angel. It's my pleasure to be with you all tonight with your great audience as well. I am thrilled to be with you.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you're one of those people that you have to say, what haven't you done? You know, I'm not sure why they haven't made you the mayor of North Carolina. Because you did a straight takeover down there in North Carolina. I'm surprised they let you out the state.
It was a challenge. It was a challenge.
Oh, my goodness. I'm pretty sure they didn't want to see you go. You accomplished so much there. But I guess it was time to stretch that thing and take it to another region.
Yes, yes.
So we look forward to you doing a takeover here in our region here in Atlanta with what you did in North Carolina. Nothing short and been amazing. I know that you changed a lot of lives with the work that you do.
Well, and it's my pleasure to be a team member wherever I'm placed at.
Yeah, I'm just eternally grateful to have met you, and I know that the timing is now. You know, just reading over your bio again, I have to, connect you, and I want to give a shout-out tonight to my leaders, Apostle Zoe and Kevin Leggett at Kingdom Works International. We do a marriage conference every few months, a threefold cord conference. And I'm telling you, I know I would love for you to connect with them and be a part of that threefold conference. I think that you have some things to share with them that they would totally love. And so I definitely want to make that connection. I think that's going to be very powerful. But out of all the things that really blessed me concerning your bio, the whole thing blessed me. But you have a book called Health and Wellness. And the reason why that, out of all the things you did, touched me so, is that Maybe a lot of people don't know, but when you're looking to further your education into the wellness field, you know, that's what you Google, health and wellness. And so when you Google health and wellness, you know, different, you know, careers and different jobs and things, you know, come up. And so for you to actually have a book with that title, you know, that was very interesting to me. Look, can you tell me a little bit about that book and why did you give it that title?
Well, the book is somewhat comprehensive in addressing various issues from the wonders of water to proper foods to eat to the importance of great relationships and how that plays on our health and a variety of other things that are in there as well. But it came about as a result of a passion that the Lord gave me over 20 years ago, where I was reading another book about why Christians get sick. And that book became like a burning bush experience to me that set me on the journey of what I would call chasing the rabbit to understand how God designed about it and how to take care of what he created. And so a few years afterwards, Health and Wellness Insights for Vibrant Living was born, that book.
Okay. Wow. So you kind of really go into detail and depth on health and wellness in that book.
Yes, and it's because I believe that there are multiple cornerstones to our health, and all of them operating under the umbrella of the wisdom of the one who made, created, and designed our bodies. So, yeah, we cover things from various angles because it's not just the food that I eat. It's not just the liquids that I drink. There are other cornerstones there, too. But, again, my philosophy is that all of them are to operate under the wisdom of the one who created the body. And that makes sense because if I created the four cups, then if something goes wrong, oil needs changed, whatever gas to put in it, then I need to take the advice or the wisdom, the knowledge of the one who designed it. If I designed it, it would make sense to take wisdom. And this is why basically, everything that's created and man designs, usually there is a manual that comes along with it. And I challenge people to think about what is the manual for the human body. And it's there in the Bible. We've lost sight of the manual that the maker designed, giving us his wisdom on how to take care of what he created. And this is what we tried to do in that book. We tried to take people back through the wisdom of God, covering these various cornerstones of the wisdom of God that are designed to protect, to promote, and to protect our health.
Wow, absolutely. Absolutely correct. Oh, my goodness. I often tell people, And I think I was talking about that earlier. You know, God can heal you. He can heal you instantly. I mean, you could come into the knowledge of the truth, and that truth is that you're already healed, that he healed you over 2,000 years ago when he shed his blood on Calvary, when he took that beating, you know, when they said by his stripes, you were healed. You were healed already. And you come into that knowledge, and then instantaneous happens, but now you have this body, now you have this temple, this healed body that you've had surgery on, or that you stressed over, or you went through this or that, or you've had accidents, or you went through all these different things in this body. And so now that it's healed from the inside out, then what are you going to do to maintain it? like you, you know, like you do a vehicle. You're going to make sure that your car gets your oil, gets oil changes. You're going to make sure it has water in it. You know, you're going to make sure you clean it. You're going to wash it on it, you know, inside and outside. It's the same thing with this body. You can't neglect the temple of the Lord. And you said something so powerful. How do you learn how to take care of your body? Go to the manual. Where's the manual? The manual is the Bible. Why is the manual the Bible? Because we were created in God's image. He created us. And so there's no other book, you know, better than that to teach us
Come
how
on.
To take care of this temple.
Mm-hmm. Angel, that is so cool. That is so true. Just as a segue from a powerful statement that you made, and the Bible clearly shows it and is happening, that by his stripes we were healed, but by his wisdom we stay made whole.
Oh.
And many people forget that. The Lord told me some years ago, he said, yes, I heal by my power, but I don't sustain people's health by a miracle. I sustain your well-being by my wisdom.
Come on, sir. And you know the scripture that backs that up? Wisdom. The Bible says wisdom prolongs life. Now, I cannot tell you what that scripture itself is, but it said wisdom prolongs life. And so that goes along with what you just said, man. That is so amazing and it's so powerful because a lot of times we quote scriptures, but we don't even understand or really know what that means. And so I remember walking in the grocery store one day, and I heard that in my spirit, wisdom alone life, wisdom alone life. And I'm like, what are you saying to me, Lord? What are you saying to me, God? And so basically, it's just what you said, you know. You know, wisdom will tell you the right things to eat. Wisdom will tell you the right thing, you know, to drink. And not that you're supposed to be drinking and driving or drinking or, you know, getting drunk. But if just say you don't drunk and you don't drunk a little bit too many, and you know you're not supposed to be behind that wheel. Wisdom will tell you don't you get behind that wheel because you're not able to drive right now. Or you might have just took some pain medication that makes you sleepy. So the Bible says all the answers are right there. Wisdom prolongs life.
Well,
so
you know,
I was just saying, basically, you got your healing. But then, you know, how do you maintain it? You know, how do you keep that healing? If it was the word that sustains you, you know, that if it was a word that brought you that healing, then why are you not going to listen to that word over and over again? That means you need to be feasting off that word every day, all the time, not just one time, and then you don't listen to it no more. You got to keep putting that same stuff into your body that maintains it every day.
Well, you know, Isaiah 33:6, that wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your time and the strength of your salvation, or we could say the strength of your health. It is the thing that will stabilize us as we grow from one age to another age. Wisdom and knowledge are the things that God says I have put in place to stabilize, to maintain when I've given my people stewardship over. So
I like that.
People are looking to the power of God when, and it's okay to do that, but for the most part, they need to be looking to the wisdom of God, which is powerful.
Amen.
Because everything was designed in wisdom. If the wisdom of God was not there, then the earth would be too close to the sun. The waters would run over upon the land. Things would be out of whack. But because God created and designed things by wisdom, then things are maintained as they are until we start tampering with them. And this is one of the things that's going on nowadays, and it's been going on for a while in our generation, and we used to hear TV commercials years ago, don't fool with Mother Nature. Well, we've been tampering with what God has put in nature, and it's having an effect on our well-being. We've been tampering with the plants and tampering with the animals and tampering with the weather and just tampering with what God has created, failing to realize that when we start tampering like that, there's going to be adverse effects. So, but my point is, we've got to get back to, I believe that the number one cause of the perpetuation of sickness and disease in our world, I believe that the number one cause is because we have done like the prodigal son. We've left home from father's wisdom and picked up a wisdom of the world. For the most part now, we know that there are some things that are, you know, that are outside the bounds, so to speak. But for the most part, when we hear about cancer taking the lead over heart disease in America as the number one killer, for the most part, when we hear about the thousands and thousands that are leaving this world yearly because of heart disease, for the most part, it's because we're not operating in the wisdom of God as to how to take care of what He designed and He created.
Wow. Say that one more time, Dr. Ellison.
Yes. I believe that the continual perpetuation of sickness and disease has its roots in the fact that we're not on course with the wisdom of God. We've left home from God's wisdom like the prodigal son did. When he left home from his daddy's wisdom with the blessing, it's not good to have the blessing without the wisdom. Because we see that the prodigal son went and squandered his blessing because he was disconnected from the wisdom. And that's what we have done overall physiologically as it pertains to the physical body. We got our bodies, I'm my own man, I'm my own woman. But do we have the wisdom of God as to how to protect and promote that body that we are stewards of?
Oh, my God. Man, that is so, so good. My goodness, y'all know that we're going to have to make Dr. Ellison a regular visitor. And it's because he's really speaking the epitome of my heart. Like I was saying earlier, I'm an advocate for sickle cell, and I have been for 8 years. I've been, you know, but what's amazing is even before I became an advocate for sickle cell, I was walking in the gift of healing. I would lay hands on people, and they would be healed instantly. And at that time, I didn't even really know who I was or know, you know, that my purpose, you know, was healing, and that's what God was calling me to. I wasn't even doing everything that I'm doing now. But what's even more amazing than that, Dr. Ellison, like I said before, a lot of us who are advocates were also born with the disease that we're advocating for. And so I was born, you know, with sickle cell disease, but I was born again. And so when I was born again, my Bible tells me by his stripes we were healed. And so I came into the knowledge that I'm healed already. That how am I healed already? Well, Jesus knew over 2,000 years ago when he went to the cross and he took that beating and he went to hell and took the captivity captive. He knew I was in on that. You know, he already knew. Angel was coming. He already knew what they was going to diagnose Angel with, and he already had took care of that for me.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm already healed based on that knowledge right there. And so what was happening to me, Dr. Ellis said, is I was going out and I was advocating. But what I began to do is I began to identify with the patients, and I started thinking not in an arrogant, prideful way, but I started feeling like I was out there all by myself and that I didn't have no help. And I forgot that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I forgot that I'm never alone, but the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is with me. And so that when I go out there on the field, that I take in the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit with me and a host of angels. And so I'm not out there, you know, alone on this battlefield. And so what was happening to me was, instead of me, the Spirit of the Lord consuming them, the Spirit of the Lord that's on the inside of me, they're north and breaking yokes in their lives, I was being consumed by them. And God was like, whoa, wait, hold up, angel, you got to stop a minute and you got to think about what's happening. You got to think about what you're doing. You got to think about what you're thinking when you're out there on that field. And so I had to be renewed in my mind and reprogrammed, and God had to redo that thing for me all over again and help me get an understanding so that I can go out on the field with the right mindset. And so now that I have a renewed mind, I got the right spirit and a clean heart, nothing can ever overtake me ever again, Dr. Ellison. Can I go out there, you know, on the field and be overtaken by anything, you know, because it's under my feet. But if you go out there and you don't keep that in the forefront of your mind, that you're already healed and you start sympathizing and you start feeling like I'm one of them, he said, first of all, those are not your sisters and brothers. You belong to the kingdom of God. Who in my mother, my father, my sisters and brothers, those that do the will of the Father. And so I have to relate to the kingdom. I got to look in the word and see Christ and see myself. But I wasn't knowing that. I wasn't knowing that. And because I wasn't knowing that, I began to die naturally and spiritually, because I didn't have, I started losing focus and losing sight of the purpose of what God was sending me out there for and who I was in the kingdom of God. Can you understand that, Dr. Ellison?
Yeah, I sure can, because, you know, even the Apostle Paul said, I stay under my body, least after having preached to others, I become a castaway from the benefits, from the great salvation that I'm preaching to others. So I definitely understand that. It's like the mechanic has to make sure that he take care of his car while he's taking care of other people's cars as well. So I definitely understand.
Thank you, Jesus. So I definitely appreciate you, man of God. And could you tell me, you know, the name of this show is Totally Healed, because, like I said, not only do I want people to see me totally healed, those same people that saw me when I was sick and down and in and out of the hospital, I want to be able to witness and be a living pistol. I want them to see me totally healed. What does being totally healed mean to you, Dr. Ellison?
Being totally healed means to me that I've got soundness. I've got peace in every dimension of myself. I've got health or peace and soundness in every dimension, because every dimension must be considered in order for there to be total wellness. There must be peace on the spiritual dimension and wellness there, and health there. There must be health and peace and wellness on the mental, emotional dimension, as well as the physical, physiological dimension. So it means soundness in all three of these dimensions of man, spirit, mind, and body, because all of them operating in a healthy manner are necessary for our total well-being. So that's what it means.
Wow, that's really, really, really good. That's really, really good. I love the scripture, and as you can see, when you listen to my theme song, it says, "I'm walking in health as my soul prospers." And so, you know, some years ago, you know, I preached a message about that, because I don't think people quite understand that scripture. It said, I wish you above all that you would prosper, be in health, even as your soul prosper. And so back then I got a revelation from the scripture that even there's a balance there. So now as my soul prospers, then, you know, my health, you know, should be prospering too. You know, I should be getting better and not worse, you know. But you know, it's just like the scripture says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So that's why I said you can't just listen to, you know, that healing scripture one time, you know. Listen to it over and over again and get it in your spirit. Let it, you know, take root. You know, as my soul prospers, so your soul has to, you know, we go from higher heights and deeper depths. So your soul continues to prosper, at least it should continue to prosper. You know, I shouldn't be in the same place spiritually a year from now as I am right now. And so as my soul prospers, then my health should be prospering. It should be getting better. You know, if I'm, you know, having a problem with my vision should be getting better. You know, if I'm having issues with certain health, you know, parts of my body, as my soul prosper, those things should be getting better. My blood pressure should be getting better. You know, I should have a better report the next time I go back to the doctor if my soul is prospering. Is that not right, sir?
That is so true, and I say it in this manner, that we are only going to be as healthy as the knowledge that we maintain about health, operating at the spiritual, mental, emotional, psychological, and the physical level. So I'm only going to be as healthy as the knowledge that I have and that I'm applying at each one of those dimensions. And this is where, when you start talking knowledge, we got to be thinking about light, because knowledge brings light or illumination on a particular area. And this is why I'm a believer. One of the scriptures the Lord gave me early on in this particular area was coming from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. And I'm looking at that scripture in light of 3 John verse 2 that says, I wish above all things. He didn't say some things. He said, I wish above all things that you get this thing in order first. I wish above your shout. I wish above you speaking in tongues. I wish above you dancing. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health. Because if I'm not in good health, I'm not going to be able to fulfill my purpose. I'm not going to be able to be of tremendous benefit as God has intended to my generation. But it goes back, if the soul is going to prosper, it must be illuminated with the light from above, or the knowledge. The word knowledge and light are basically synonymous terms in the Bible. And as I go back to 1 Samuel chapter 3, Eli the priest had the responsibility of keeping the lamp burning in the temple, making sure that there was light in the temple. Well, Eli let the light go out in the temple. And when the light went out, there was no connectivity with the home base of heaven. There was no heavenly light coming into the earthly dimension. And the Lord spoke to me and said, we have allowed the lamp to go out as it pertains to health and wellness. And we must relight the lamp in the temples, in the personal temple, in the family temple, in the church temple. Oh, my God, does it need to be lit in the church temple? Because we've got people who are Holy Ghost filled, speaking in tongues, shouting and dancing in church on Sunday, and we're sicker than people who don't know God.
My God, watch yourself, sir.
And Dad is not happy with that. He wants us to relight the lamp in the temple, because you can't. Your soul is not going to prosper, and if the soul doesn't prosper, the body doesn't prosper, the mind doesn't, the emotions doesn't prosper, because we don't have the heavenly light running through the soul that will illuminate us with the wisdom and the knowledge as to how to take care of what does not belong to us that we are stewards of, and that's our health.
Boy, you, I mean, God, my God, you so telling the truth, and I'm telling you, you know, and I repented. I'm well now, y'all guys. I'm good. But I was guilty. You know, I was guilty of that very thing. And so, you know, the Bible says that the Satan is the accuser of the brethren. But sometimes when the enemy says things to you, sometimes, you know, it's telling you the truth. It's telling you something that you may want to look at and think about. And someone said something to me one day, oh, but, you know, they were, you know, of course, they were cussing me out and telling me all about myself. But one of the things they said to me that really struck me, they said, but you totally healed, though. You know, and it was like a slap in the face, a spit in the face. And, of course, you know, I know, you know, the enemy meant it, you know, for my downfall, the minute to make me feel bad. But it really got me to thinking, you know, what kind of representation am I making for the kingdom of God? My show is called Totally Healed. Walk around with T-shirts on that say Totally Healed on it. Am I representing the kingdom properly? Is it just a T-shirt? Do I really believe what I'm saying about? Do I really believe what I'm teaching about? Because if I believe it and I'm applying it, it's going to show up. It's going to show up in my body.
Sister Angel, that is so powerful what you're saying right there. I love that because, see, the scriptures talks about, and I believe that one of the keys to recovering and maintaining is to realize that the body was given, I believe, first and foremost, to glorify God in the body, through the physical body. And when we go back with the mentality and the attitude that I want to make God shine. I want God to be on display through my body, through my relationships, through my finances, through my whatever. When we go back to I want God to get glory with what I have, oh my God, then we open the door for the glory of God to flow through us. And when the glory is flowing and the life force of God is flowing, arthritis doesn't stand a chance. Cancer doesn't stand a chance. Doesn't stand a chance because we've opened the door for the glory of God to be revealed in the body.
My God. Yes, God. Yes, I want y'all to receive that tonight. Open it up. Say that again, Dr. Ellison. Say that, that last part again. You opening the door up for the glory of God.
For the glory of God, David said it like this, lift up your head, be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors. We are doors and we are gates for the glory of God to be shown, manifested in our bodies. And when we open the doors, we open our conscience and our desires for God to be God in the body. Cancer doesn't stand a chance. Headaches don't stand a chance. Because God is at home in a visible, in an awesome way in the temple of the human body.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Glory.
Oh, my God. I give God the glory right now. I tell you, you're just really blessing me right now. Today is Monday night. Today is Monday night. Okay. Saturday night, I don't even think, I believe it was Saturday night, might have been Wednesday of last week. I think we went to the television station, that was Tuesday night, is that correct, Dr. Ellison?
That's right, that was Tuesday.
Okay, so yes, so last Monday night, when I got off the air, matter of fact, when I got on the air on the radio last Monday night, my head was hurting me so bad. And I had started coughing and sneezing and, oh, my God, it, you know, it was trying to take over my body. But my mind was made up. I was like, you know what, this is illegal. This is not, you don't have a right to attack my body. You know, this is what I'm telling myself now. I went and got, you know, some thorough flu stuff and, you know, drunk tea and I drank a whole thing of orange juice, you know, so I began to put all the, you know, right things in my body as well, you know, as praying and putting the word over it as well. So that was Monday night. Now, Tuesday, you know, I made it down, you know, to the television station. And so now Wednesday, I actually had a doctor's appointment. And when I went to the doctor's, my blood pressure was up and I had a low-grade fever. And I came back home and I wasn't feeling my best, but I wasn't receiving it all at the same time. And I had texted my pastor, my spiritual mom, and I said, can you excuse me tonight? Because I just been sneezing and coughing and, you know, and all this is going on, and just, you know, let me be excused tonight. I said, well, if I, you know, wake up, you know, before Bible study, I'm going to come on the service. Well, I tell you, I got to getting in the Word and stuff, and I never did go to sleep, Dr. Ellison. And next thing I know, my daughter came to the room to get the keys because she didn't think I was going to Bible study. And I'm walking out the door. She said, oh, so you going? I said, oh, yeah, I'm not going to miss the Word tonight. I'm going to get the Word because when we're receiving the Word of God, the Bible says that we're being washed. Glory to God. We're being washed by the water of the Word. So I wanted to go to get up under that Word. And so I went on. And Apostle, she looked back and she said, wow, you know, you came on out anyway. I said, I sure did. And so I tell you, the more I stood on the Word of God, the more I stood on the faith, that headache and that pain and what, you know, where I thought I would have been sneezing all over the place at Bible study, I didn't even sneeze not one time.
Wow.
And so the power of God, you know, when you stand on that thing, when you hold fast to it, I am a living witness. It will, the Word of God will overtake that thing. You know, it's powerful. We, you know, and I have to tell myself this sometimes. We, how in the world we believe God to heal cancer, but we don't believe him to heal a cold?
Come on now.
Doesn't even make sense. How we believe him to heal HIV and AIDS, but don't believe him to heal the flu? Come on, the same God. He's the same God.
Amen.
The same
Amen.
God.
And you know, and one of the
so
things
I'm
love,
just loving it tonight, Dr. Ellison.
Well, praise God. Well, one of the things that I love about the Word, from what you were just saying, is that it's alive. The Bible lets us know it is alive, and if it's alive, it's electrified. John G. Lake years ago said that electricity is God's power in the natural. That is the lower level operation of the anointing that operates in the supernatural. So when we connect up with the Word and we think about the Word and we praise the Word and we meditate on the Word is electrifying at the highest level of power operation.
My
so
God.
Each with the Word of God, it starts to do something at every level of our existence. Mentally, emotionally, and physiologically.
You breaking up, man of God. You breaking up a little bit.
The more we engage the Word, we can literally feel its operations at times operating and working in the physical body.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That is so, so true. That is so true. And I tell people that your atmosphere is important. Your atmosphere is important. And so it's like, and what I mean by that is this, that even if, like sometimes, like if your head or your ears are hurting, you don't want to hear any loud noise. So I might turn on a healing prayer or whatever, and I might turn it down because I can't take that noise at the time, but it's still going into my atmosphere. Those words that are being spoken, that prayer is going into my atmosphere. And so my atmosphere is still being saturated with the healing power of God through the Word of God. And so it's still getting into my spirit. And especially if I fall asleep with that healing prayers on and those healing scriptures on, it's still getting in my spirit.
Yes.
You know, so
yes.
That's why people are, if they're in comas or even if they're asleep, you know, and they, you know, they went to bed not feeling well, pray, you know, around them or play those healing scriptures, play those healing prayers around them in their atmosphere because it's still going to operate in their lives.
Yes.
God is
yes.
going to be glorified, and they will see the difference when they wake up. I had a young lady, and we're going to get ready to go to the Be in the Know segment here in a minute, but I had a young woman who was following me on social media, and God told me before September, September is Sickle Cell Awareness Month, and before the month came in, God said, I want you to speak nothing but life and positivity over this community the whole month of September. And so I said, yes, God. And so I began to do that. And some things began to take place. So I didn't get, you know, positive message out every single day. I got 30 of them out because it's 30 days in September. But it went over into October. So I got 30 of them out, but it wasn't, you know, every single day like my intention was. So sometimes I was a day behind or whatever, but I still made sure I got 30 of them out. And so this young lady found me on social media. I never met her. Didn't, you know, I just all of a sudden seen her following me on social media. Well, her daughter was in ICU with sickle cell. I didn't know this lady, never had met her before. She said she began to get those prayers and those spoken word pieces that I put on social media because I was speaking nothing but the word of God, nothing but positivity and encouragement. And she said she began to pray those prayers and speak those words over her daughter while her daughter was in ICU. And her daughter came out of ICU. And now that daughter is home now with her mother. Well, that's how powerful. That is how powerful, and praise God, Sister Shanita. You know, can you press one, Shanita, if you don't mind, before we go into the Be in the Know segment, I want to bring her on the air because she just let me know she's on the air right now, and she's listening in, and she'll tell you how that blessed her. Shanita, can you press one so Chris can bring you on the line? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so the word is powerful.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And sharper than any two edged sword. What's the last four of your number? Give me the text me the last four of your number, Shanita. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't even realize she was on. But look at God.
Amen.
He'll give you, you know, a witness. He'll give you a witness. Christine, I don't know if she's hit four yet, but look at our numbers. Let's see if it's 6857. Have they pressed one?
Yep, I got her on the line, Angel. I'm tapping her in right now.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Chris.
Hello?
Sister Shanita.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. How you doing tonight?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
How is my Naomi?
Naomi is doing great. We got out the hospital actually last Wednesday on her birthday. Thursday, she ended up going to Walmart, going to the store, walking around. The enemy tried to come against her with some other things, but she said, I'm not claiming it. I'm not going to do it. No, no. So she started speaking to her own mind and speaking to her own body as well as myself speaking to her. And I told her we have to continue to speak the word and receive the word. We receive blessing. We receive healing. We do not receive and accept anything that is not of God.
Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, the doctors did her blood work again, and they said that her bone marrow it's the lowest it's been in 3 years, and you want your bone marrow to be low. I'm not a doctor, so I can't explain that part, but you want your bone marrow to be low, and this is the lowest it's been in 3 years. And I'm believing that it's going to be, I know I'm not believing that, I'm receiving that it's going to be even lower, and that she's going to be able to walk and dance and do the things that God has ordained and destined for her to do.
Amen. Well, we come in agreement with you. Dr. Ellison, can we come in agreement with her? And can you pray for her right now? The daughter's name is Naomi.
Okay. All right. Father, in the name that is above every name, the gateway, the doorway to your glory, to your presence. Father, we come lifting Naomi up upon the altar of your purpose for her life, your pleasures for her life. And Father, we're asking for the heavenly infusion to literally touch her from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet. We decree and declare your original purpose for her life. Total healing. Total well-being. We decree that now in Jesus' name. And anything that's in her body, unlike your design, we drive it out now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for peace, Father God, in every area of her life. Touch her emotions. Touch her heart, Father God. For you said out of the heart even flows the issues of life. Let her be touched by your mighty hand, spirit, soul, and body. And we give your name the praise and the glory for the soundness, for the wholeness, for the hope and the healing. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Believe the same prayer over every listener and every person that may hear this prayer later, that need know the word of life and wisdom spoken over them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you so much, Dr. Ellison. Thank you, Shanita, for calling in and just being a witness to the power of God, you know, that was spoken, that you spoke the power of life over your daughter and then brought her out of ICU and to a regular hospital bed in their home with you. And we thank you for calling in and just being a witness. Thank you so much.
God bless and thank you.
God bless you. Listen, you guys, you know, God is in control of Totally Healed Radio, not Angel and not nobody else. So we go, you know, we flow with the Spirit of God. And so I thank him for just, you know, showing up and showing himself strong and mighty on tonight. But we're going to go to our Be In The Know segment with Ms. Nita Thompson, and we're going to bring her. She's in the studio. She's been waiting patiently and letting God just have his way. Ms. Nita Thompson, what you got for us tonight?
Hey, everyone. All I want to say is, boy, I've had an interesting day. But I want to tell you how older people are supposed to be one way, and then they will actually be another way. So my father is 96 years old. And my father had some kidney issues maybe about, I'll say, 6 years ago. The doctor told him that he had a small kidney, that it was kind of deformed, and that, you know, they wanted to make sure that he wouldn't be on dialysis or anything. So he had to go and get checked out every year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with my father being in his 90s, every year the doctor saw my father, he said, "Oh, you're still alive."
Wow.
Now that's how rude or by culture or joking or whatever that doctor used to tell my father. And I told him, I wish you would stop that. Please stop that. My father claims longevity and health.
Right.
And every year for about 3 years, he said that, "Oh, you're still alive."
Mm-hmm.
Then when daddy went this year to see the nephrologist, I think is the correct term, but the kidney doctor, this is what he said. He said, Mr. Thompson, you're getting older, but your kidney is getting better. I've never seen anybody with a better kidney. He said, the last 3 years, your kidney is getting younger, and you're getting
great.
Older.
Oh, that's what I'm talking
and
about.
And I looked at him, and I said, that's when we rebuke any claims of early death or demise.
Ah, come on, Holy Ghost.
I had to tell him, you know, I was kind of nice about it, but I had to tell him, stop saying that. Stop wishing death upon my father. He's going to live for a long time. So
amen.
That's
yeah.
about health and healing. It's true. Now, what they say is when you get older, you get worse. Well, we just showed Doctor that that's not true. You get older, you can get better. But you have to take control of eating well, resting, and exercising.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Yes.
That's right.
And as his daughter, he did have a stroke some years back, but he's eating better than he has, you know, a long time because I fed him and cooked for him instead of him eating all that stuff from out.
Right, right. Wow, that's awesome. That's absolutely awesome, and I love that we're all on one accord tonight. And, well, we're always on one accord, but that is such a powerful, you know, testament once again of the power of God, you know, and how he made the doctor out a liar. Because, see, the word going to be truth and every man be a liar. That's what the word says.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
The word is going to stand. So, you know, if we have anybody listening out there, you could take the word of God to the bank. It's going to stand.
Oh, yes.
Your word
Amen.
Has power. The Bible said life and death is in the power of the tongue. And see, so that was coming out of the doctor's mouth, but that wasn't coming out of Nita's father's mouth. You know what I'm saying? So whatever
right.
he was speaking over his life was manifesting itself in his body. Glory to God. So just know that it don't matter what nobody else says. It don't even matter what kind of report the doctor has given you. What kind of report
That's
you've
right.
given yourself. We shall believe the report of the Lord. We're going to stand on what the word of God says. If he say I'm healed, I'm healed.
Exactly.
Your word got
Amen.
Power. You know, a lot of times, you know, people, you know, in the sickle cell world, I love you guys. But a lot of times they'll say, well, you know, I got sickle cell ain't got me. Well, I don't even share in that testimony. I got sickle cell. I don't have sickle cell. No, does it have me. But see, we have to be, you know, Bible says, double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So you can't say in one voice, you know, I ain't got sickle cell, you know, I got sickle cell, but they ain't got me. That's the same thing saying you got it. You're
exactly.
still claiming it. You're still laying claim on it. So we
Amen.
Have to watch
Amen.
Our words. We have to watch what we're speaking. Life is life, and death is death. So we believe in speaking life here at Totally Heal. And so if you're listening to this radio station, you're going to get life. You're going to get positivity. You're going to get the word of God. You're going to get the word of life. And so Dr. Ellison, you know, he's given us wisdom, you know. And what I love is that, you know, a lot of times when you get doctors on here and, you know, they're talking about their books and all that kind of stuff, they get so caught up in the book and, you know, all those things that they forget to give Christ his just due. But I love how Dr. Ellis gave all the glory to God.
That's right.
I love that. You know, I thank God for that, Dr. Ellison. You know, what would you like to share? Would you like to share anything with Miss Nita concerning her father and his kidney and how it was getting better in his old age?
Wow. Well, I would like to say I applaud you for assisting him with the dietary change because that is most critical. I oftentimes say that more people are killing themselves with a spoon and a fork and people who die in
yes.
wars, gang fights, and things of that particular nature. So your support there assistance in helping making some modifications has led to his body being able to do what it was designed to do, and that is to generate life even
That's
as
right.
we get old.
That's
wow.
right, to heal ourselves. That's right.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
That is absolutely awesome. If you're on the line right now and you have any questions for Dr. Ellison or Ms. Nita tonight, if you're listening in, you have to call in order to speak with them. But if you're listening and you have a question, press 1 for me, please, and we're going to bring you on the air tonight so you'll get a chance to talk with Ms. B in the Know and Dr. Ellison. Okay, so we have a caller. You guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
All right. Producers.
All right, we have a caller. For security purposes, we will not read out your whole number. We'll just read the last 4 digits, 2067. 2067, you are on the air with Angel Silly Cell, Miss Nita, and Dr. Ellis. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. Hello. Good evening. Welcome to Totally Healed Radio. Caller, you're on the air. Okay, not sure what happened there with that caller. If you're listening and you want to speak to Dr. myself, Ms. Nita, or Dr. Ellison, dial 1. Say what those 4 numbers are again, Chris.
The numbers is 2067. 2067, you are on the air with Angel Silly Cell, Dr. Calvin Ellison, and Ms. Nita. Welcome to the show. I believe they may be just listening, so I will put them on mute, and back to you.
All right. Well, maybe they didn't want to talk, but if you're on and you want to, you have a question for myself, Ms. Angel Silly Cell, Ms. Nita Thompson, or Dr. Calvin Ellison, hit the 1 and we'll bring you on the air. And so I'm very encouraged tonight, you guys. I just want y'all to know that I'm really encouraged. Thank God for the witnesses that are on the line tonight, Ms. Shanita Hill and her daughter, Naomi, you know, her being a witness to what the power of the Word of God and speaking life and speaking positivity can do in your life. And so just having someone, you know, that's listening in that, you know, have truly was a witness to me, and she was sending me messages and letting me know how she had been speaking those words of life over her daughter and how it was making a difference, how her daughter came out of, you know, ICU, you know, because I think she was in sort of like a coma, but she was in ICU, was not responding, and then she came out of ICU into a regular room, and, you know, now she's home with her mom and speaking life over her own self. And so I hope that encourages somebody else that even if a person, you know, cannot speak life up for themselves, you do it. Speak it over their life. You know that. Put it out there in the atmosphere. You know, it will shift. It will change things. You are not alone. You know, the heavens are with you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the angels, they're with you. So you're not in this thing by yourself. You are not alone. Just know that. Your words have power. Power, and they give life. And so speak it. You know, you might not see anything right away, but believe, have hope, have faith, and you will see a change. Is that not so, Dr. Ellison?
That is so true. The moment the word of God is released into an ordeal, something begins to happen in the unseen realm. If you hold on to it and stay with God, it will manifest in the seen realm. It was designed that way. So that is so true.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Let me I just wanted to share something with you. And it was tonight while at work before the show. I got a call from my father's neighbor who told me that my father's mail had been out on a counter, and he knocked on his door, and he didn't answer, and usually he answered. And that frightened me so much, I was getting ready to leave. You know, I just got so nervous in my soul. And I'm like, I was questioning what to do. It's like, so the man said, you just want me to take his mail? I'm like, no, you told me about my father. I'm going over there. I'm going to take care of my father, you know. But I got a hold to myself. God told me to call Daddy. And I called my father, and he answered. And I was so relieved. And it just brought to mind that when you know better, and somebody might try to distract you or shake you, you got to do your due diligence before because I was thinking maybe I better call my sisters and brothers. Do I want to go over there by myself? What? And God just shook me back because I just told a student, no, I can't. It's 6 o'clock. I got to go. And actually, I was supposed to leave at 6:30. So, you know what I mean? I just got so just nervous and beyond myself. But when I caught myself, it was okay. You know, but that type of stress we don't need in our lives. But sometimes people don't do their due diligence. Afterwards, I called him. I told him, you know, call Daddy. You knocked on his door, but he's older, so he may have been back, you know, somewhere, or he may be hard of hearing. The other thing is, why might his mail be out there? Maybe it was a new postal person that put it in the wrong mailbox, so all they could do is put it out on the table. You know, so don't think the worst.
Right.
And, you know,
exactly.
don't think the worst and go all the way. All the way would have been to call my father. Just not call me and not do your due diligence if you really care about him like you said you did. You know, just food for thought.
That's right. That's right. No. That's good. You know, because sometimes, you know, that's real, real good. Don't always, you know, think, you know, the work and to do your due diligence. And I want to add to that, you know, and I have to go back to Sister Shanita and Naomi. So, okay, her baby is out of, you know, ICU. She's in a regular room, and now she's home. So do she stop listening to the healing scriptures? Do she? No, you keep listening, you know, to the healing scriptures. You keep speaking life and not death over their child. You don't see, that's what people, you know, they miss it. The pain is gone, and you know, I ain't sick no more, you know, I'm healed. I don't need to, you know, I needed them scriptures when I was in ICU or when I was in the hospital when I was sick. Now I don't need it no more. No, that's part of your due diligence. You still need it. You continue to speak life over yourself every day. You know, stop speaking life. You keep speaking life. You know, you keep speaking life until when you leave this earth, you die of natural causes if you leave here before Jesus come back. You know,
right.
Until your doctor report says we don't see no ailments. Until your doctor report says your blood work is normal. Until your doctor, when you keep speaking life, until there's no
You're
symptoms,
right.
There's nothing left on that can stay in your body because you've spoken nothing but life over it.
Yes.
But you know, and so that takes discipline. You know, that takes discipline, you know, but that's your life. Like, that goes back to what we were talking about, that temple. You know, it you know, just, you know, sometimes we overeat. Like, we our stomach can say we're full, but you know what, we still want that piece of cake, so we'll eat that, you know, that cake. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, keep feeding your spiritual. Keep feeding your spiritual body. I don't let it overflow. Let the spiritual body overflow into the lives of others. Get so healed. Let me tell you something. I used to listen to healing scriptures and stuff in my room so much that I created an atmosphere of healing. And now I'm doing that again. But I created this at this time. Now I'm doing it on purpose. But this time I wasn't doing it on purpose. I didn't even realize I had done it. But I would create such an atmosphere in my room and in my bedroom, because every day I was listening to healing this and healing that. And I didn't even realize I was creating an atmosphere till the point that my daughter got sick. I think she had a cold or flu, something she came down with. But she says to me, she got sick, but she came and laid in my bed and got healed.
I love it. That's right.
I don't know what you doing in your room, but she said, whatever you got going on in your room, after I went to sleep in your bed, I started feeling better.
I feel better, yes.
You know, and so, you know, there was a time I went to the doctor. I think I shared this with y'all before. We were on a consecration, and I was eating up with fruits and vegetables. And, you know, I thank God for the finances to be able to eat the right things and put the right things in our body at all times. And so the day before I went to the doctor, I ate mustard greens, you know, lima beans. It was three different type of green beans. And I went to the doctor the next day. My nurse practitioner, like, jumped off the table because my blood, my hemoglobin was normal. She said she had never seen that before, and she couldn't believe that. Because she'd been watching my blood count all this time, and that's from me eating the right vegetable, putting the right food in my body. So know that even after God instantaneously healed you and miraculously healed you, keep on taking care of your temple. Keep on taking care of your body. You know, brush your teeth, get your physical, take your showers, your bath, soak your body. You know, put the right things in your body, your vegetables, your fruit. Drink your water.
That's right.
And I'm not just talking to y'all, I'm talking to myself too. And we have to constantly remind ourselves to do the right, you know, be each other, be our brother's keeper.
Yeah, because we forget there's so many yummy things out there, you know, that be pulling us, you know, on TV and when you go to the grocery store. But vegetables, they say back off of the meat, eat more vegetables and fruit. And, legumes and whatever else, and it's good for you. But they even have recipes in the book about, you know, eating the way God wants you to eat, because in the Bible it does talk about it. So there is a book based on that.
That's right. It talks about plant life. It's in the Word. It's in the Word. I tell you, Miss Nita, if they want to reach you, how can they reach you? You know, Miss Nita, she's over. I'll be in the No segment. And so each week, whatever subject we're talking about, now let me tell you how knowledgeable this woman of God is. Whatever subject we talk about, whatever I throw at her, we're going to be talking about this week. She come with something. So that's why we call it being in the know with Miss Nita Thompson, because, you know, God gives her the wisdom and knowledge to accentuate on though whatever the topic is. How can they reach you, Miss Nita?
Thank you. Anybody can call me on my 24/7 365 cell. The area code is 323, the number 620-2050. or they can email me at wscfederation@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Nita, so much. Thank you so much. Dr. Ellison, you have been an amazing blessing to us tonight. And, you know, if you had something that you could leave with the people to encourage them concerning health and wellness tonight, what would you give them?
Well, I would give this nugget as a reminder and a focal point that our number one wealth is our health. And the key way to protect the health is by way of what 3 John verse 2 says, by knowledge. That's the best way to protect and promote our health as we apply that knowledge. So I'm a firm believer, learn today, keep on learning tomorrow, keep on learning after that. The body is so dynamically, uniquely, wonderfully, skillfully made by God, where we need to protect our health by knowledge or with knowledge.
Amen.
People of the world, they protect their wealth. They secure their wealth in some system, an IRA or some investment plan. They have a way of protecting their wealth, and there is a way to protect our physical wealth. And that is what the Bible is through what the Bible calls the wisdom and the knowledge of God. If we got wisdom on the right hand and knowledge on the left hand, oh, you can protect your health and promote it at the same time.
Amen. I pray that y'all receive that fully and wholeheartedly. And each week, you know, you can go back and listen to shows that I've done before that you may have missed, but each week we give you a healing scripture. You know, go back and get that healing scripture and read, you know, that whole book or where that one scripture comes from, and, you know, get it in your spirit, you know, and tell that it's you know, secondhand to you. It just becomes normal, it becomes natural. That you've spoken that scripture over your life, you know, so many times. And so I thank you for that, Dr. Ellison, that I believe in that. And that is, you know, the whole point of me giving them that scripture, our scripture every week, for them to stand on. But Dr. Ellison, tell them, you know, about the books that you have and how they can reach you and about the seminars and things that you do.
Okay. Well, my first book is entitled Health and Wellness Insights for Vibrant Living. We've been talking quite a bit around that tonight. The second book is entitled Maximizing Your Wellness. You know, I believe that what God has given to us, we need to see it evolve from one dimension to the next. It should get better. We can be stronger. We can be healthier. We can be we can live without pain. We can have longevity if we will follow God's plan for taking care of our body. So the second book deals with maximizing your wellness, to where we talk about different types of foods. And also we talk about principles, biblical principles, to help maximize our wellness. Then my third book is a book to married people. My wife and I wrote together. I call her my girlfriend, of course. And the book is entitled Heirs Together, The Rightly Related Man and Woman, coming right from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Heirs together, that we were put here to be heirs together, representing the model relationship of Christ and the church, who will rule God's creation throughout the eternities. Heirs together. And then my fourth book was a very challenging book entitled Beyond Your Comfort Zones. It helps people to identify comfort zones and coaches them out, because what God is going to do next in our lives is not going to be done in the comfort zone of the Chaldees or whatever our comfort zone is. We have to come out of the comfort zone. So God, as he told Abraham, when you come out of your country from among your kindred, your father's house, then I will make of you a great nation, and I'll bless you and do all those things that he promised. So that fourth book talks about identifying these things that can either, if you come out, they will release your potential, but if you stay in, they will hinder your growth and your potential. I say this, that comfort zones were designed to be nurturing systems for a season, not to become prisons for a lifetime. So that is the fourth one. And then the latest book that just came out this year is entitled Where God Wants to Meet Us Next. Where God wants to meet us next. And I talk about the importance of meetings, the importance of when you meet at the doctor's office, what that meeting is all about. If you were to meet in an attorney's office, that is another particular type of a meeting. Well, God's a God. He will either send you to a meeting or he will call you to a meeting. He has different things that he does concerning meetings, but there is this place where God wants to meet every believer next, and it's not in the prayer closet. It's not in the next church conference to get that book, to find out where God wants to meet you next. And my books can be purchased right through my website at www.dr, spelled all the way out, Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N, Ellison, E-L-L-I-S-O-N. So once again, that is Dr. spelled all the way out, Calvin Ellison, .com, and they're, of course, they're out there on Amazon and some of those other places as well.
Wow. Okay. That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome. Is there a phone number or is there, are you on social media, Facebook and Instagram as well?
Yes, I am on Facebook and also on Instagram as well. Facebook is Calvin Ellison. Facebook.com, Calvin Ellison. On Instagram is Calvin.Ellison. And I forgot the other part. But I know it's Calvin.Ellison. I got so many of these things. But also I can be reached right through my number at 252-717-5930. Again, that's 252-717-5930. Or through my email at dr.com. Cal Ellison, C-A-L Ellison, at gmail.com. And Sister Angel, I would like to mention also, we do have a radio broadcast entitled Vibrant Living that is being aired every Monday night at 6 p.m. On Love 860 out of Atlanta, Georgia. That is Love 860. The app could be downloaded, or you could go to my website at drcalvinellison.com and simply press the radio button and be able to listen to all of our proud broadcasts and even the one that was just put up there from today.
Okay, and are you working out of 860 Love Studio, or do you do that over the phone?
No, we actually go to the radio station and do it there at the radio station.
And
we
how long is that show?
It's a half an hour show, and I do have other guests that are on with me that co-host along with me on those two on the shows. I have a nutritionist, a fitness guru. We have a nurse practitioner, and also we have a pharmacist that's on our show as well, who are believers and talk the language of our bodies being the temple that God has made, and we need to use his wisdom to take care of what he's designed.
Oh, that's awesome. And it's just 30 minutes?
Yes, it's just 30 minutes for right now. Yes, just 30 minutes, but it's a power-packed 30 minutes.
I know it is. I know it is. So at 6 p.m. on Monday night, you guys, let's tune in to 860 Love with Dr. Ellison and the rest of the crew. Let's tune in to him on Monday night. Before we come to Totally Here Radio, let's tune in to Dr. Ellison at 6 p.m., y'all. Eastern Standard Time. Can we do that? Amen. Well, Dr. Ellison, it's truly, truly been a blessing. Miss Nita, I'm just mixing all y'all up. Everybody, doctors and lawyers on this show. But Miss Nita Thompson, it's always awesome. You're awesome every week. Powerful testimony concerning your dad. You know, we thank God for that. And Dr. Ellison, you were an amazing guest, like I knew you would. We look forward to you coming back and bringing your crew on our show, you know. But before we leave, there are some people out there listening tonight, and they want to walk in total healing and optimum health, and they want to receive everything that you talked about. Now, you told them where they can get these books at. It's on your website. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And so before we get out of here tonight, I want you to pray for our listening audience and those that may listen that has been going through any illness, sickness, or disease, or maybe they want you to, you know, maybe they're standing in the gap for a loved one, and we want you to pray for them on tonight.
Amen. Amen. Father, we look to you, the God of all comfort, the God of hope, of whom you said you want us to have joy and peace in believing. You designed us to be well, to be whole, to have sound spirits, minds, and bodies. Now, Father, over this listening audience, we enforce your will. We decree healing. We decree hope where there's been declared hopelessness. We decree a turnaround and in an eviction of a chronic disease
and
or anything threatening their well-being, spirit, mind, or body. We decree peace in the mind.
And
we decree the renewal of the imagination, Father
right
God,
now.
That your people will see your healing operating in their body, that they will see wholeness, that they will receive what Jesus paid for by his very stripes.
Right now.
By his stripes, they were healed, and we enforce the healing now. We enforce
right
it right now.
Now.
Cancer, go.
God.
Diabetes, go. Blood pressure, come down. Arthritis, leave. Every kind of sickness and disease, we speak to you and decree you bow your knee to the authority and the dominion of God's desire for his people, which is health and wholeness. We decree that in the name, the authority of Jesus. And Daddy, we want to thank you for the reports coming back to Sister Angel, the reports coming back to heaven that healing is abiding, wholeness is abiding in your people's lives in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much, Dr. Ellison. We give God all the glory. Thank you, y'all. We thank y'all for being with us another Monday night right here on Totally Healed Radio. Get ready for the new coming year in 2019. You will see us on television. And so weekly speaking, the Totally Healed Radio TV Network and TV is coming. But we thank every person who tunes in with us every Monday night. Thank you for my producer and Mr. Christopher and the Summer's Voice radio station for having us here every week, being such a blessing to us. And we're just grateful. I'm just grateful for everything that God is doing, y'all. More is coming. Keep us in your prayers. You know, let's stay on one accord. Let's not just be hearers of the word, but let's be doers. And if you want to send in a praise report, you can email us. Or you want to give your testimony and show, you can email us at totallyheal17@gmail.com. That's totallyheal17@gmail.com, or you can reach us on social media, on Facebook or Instagram, on the Totally Healed page, and we'll look to hear from you soon. God bless you guys. Love y'all. We speak health, hope, and healing over you tonight and sweet sleep. God bless you. Thank you for being with us again. We'll see you again next Monday night, 9 p.m.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.